Coming up to finish the first hour, the mysterious case of Tom Brady's missing Super Bowl jersey has been solved. And it involved a lot more investigation than I would have figured. I mean, it's amazing reading the story, how much went into it. We'll get into that in just a second. Last night, you and I were both at Bramlage Coliseum for the NCAA tournament second round. K-State was seeking its first Sweet 16 berth in 15 years. Really, really good last night. Stanford was one of the few teams K-State has faced this year that had the size and the physicality to match up with Bree Lewis inside. They really limited her effectiveness, got her in some early foul trouble. Their guards were really good at penetrating into the paint. K-State didn't have much of a shot in that game after they fell behind early in the second quarter. But I was just really impressed with the season that the K-State women had. There were a couple games that got away from them that may have made a little bit of a difference in terms of their seeding and everything, but they still got to host the first two rounds anyway. Jeff Mitty's team clearly trending in the right direction, although they will lose a couple important pieces in this offseason.
Yeah, Brown Lewis is gone. Kendra Wiesman is gone. Jessica Schiebel, who was great this season, she was Brown Lewis's backup. She's gone, so there's a lot of big shoes to fill, of course. Man, what a ride. I was at every home game but one this year, and I loved watching them. They were so much fun. They had a lot of energy, a lot of passion. That's what you really got from this team, a lot of passion. And, I've been – since I got here, I feel like I've always covered – for the station, K-State girls basketball, K-State women's basketball. And Kindred and Bree, been there pretty much the whole time. The Patterson days, that's when they showed up. And Kindred had to kind of wait her turn to get into that role because she was behind Haley Tejada. And when she got into that role, man, she took off with it. And I told everybody before this season started, they're going to make the NCAA tournament. They're going to go on a run. And you mentioned it. There was a couple of games that got away from them, maybe kind of hurt their seating a little bit. But we heard it from Jeff Mitty yesterday how this is probably the most banged up team he's had entering an NCAA tournament, and that may have slowed him down a little bit. But I mean, getting Stanford, no matter where you're playing, that they're one of the best in the country. You know, Tara Vanderveer, she's one of the best ever to coach.
Yeah, I mean, that's 11 straight Sweet 16s now for Stanford.
Something
I believe
like that. Yeah,
11 straight Sweet 16s. That's amazing. And one of the things that stood out to me from the end of last night's game, and I wanted to make sure that I mentioned this today, but Kindred Wiesman was taken out of the game with, I think, about a minute and a half to go, something like that. And it was obviously, I mean, the outcome of the game was determined. K-State down by 20-plus points. And she gets taken out. You know, she gives a hug to Jeff Mitty. She goes down the line on the bench giving hugs to the assistant coaches and the other players. She finishes that, and there's still about a minute left. And she stands on the bench and is shouting out instructions to teammates while they're on the defensive end and the offensive end with what they need to do. You know, keeping their hands up on defense, telling whoever had the ball for K-State at that point where to distribute the ball, everything like that. She was more or less coaching from the bench, which in a normal game you can come to expect that kind of thing. But in the final game of your college career, when there is no chance that you're going to have another one because you're down by 20-plus, and the way – and I mean just how much – energy and emotion she had poured into everything up to that point, I just thought that was amazing heart and leadership from the senior to have that in her mind that she needed to help her teammates out up until the final buzzer, even if it wasn't going to make a difference.
Well, it was too bad that Kelly Thompson didn't hit that three in the final seconds, because then she would have lost her mind because she's a – I mean, I think she'll make it a great coach someday because she's enthusiastic on the sideline. She's done that all year long. When she would come out of the ball game, if it's a blowout or they're going to lose the game and – Coach Mitty decides to put in the bench players in for the last couple minutes. I mean, that's just what she does. She just stands up and cheers on her team. She cares. And she said it She said during the press conference, I played it during my first update, how she cares about this team more than anybody else. And she said that with Bree Lewis right next to her. And she's probably right.
Well, and then I saw her in the locker room after the game, since it was open locker room, and she said it again, and a couple of her teammates were sitting next to her and kind of gave her, you know, that wry smile kind of look. And she looked at him and said, no, I care more about this team than you do. she had that bulldog mentality, absolutely. Yeah. And the icing on the cake for me was in the post game toward the end of the press conference. Jeff Mitty said that that Wiesman has been playing with an elbow injury that will likely require surgery here in the next couple weeks or month or so, and that most players would not have been able to play, but she was determined to live in the training room to get ready to actually compete in that game, and she didn't show any weakness at all in her game, and I just thought that was amazing.
You know, when Coach said that, I didn't have a clue that a lot of people were hurt, you know, a lot of people playing hurt, and until we both went to the locker room after the game.
You see how many ice packs?
Everybody had ice on their elbows, on their knees. I was like, man, it just kind of made me actually realize what kind of a grind it is to be a college athlete and have to be training all the time, be in the gym just to be ready to go for a collegiate game.
You know, I walk into the locker room and I see all those ice packs. I'm holding a Diet Coke in my hand. I swear when I walked out of the room, the Diet Coke was colder because of how many ice packs there were in there. That's basically what it was like. It was crazy to see that. But yeah, just all the credit in the world to Jeff Mitty's team and what they did this year. The future, it's kind of weird to say both of these things in the same breath, but K-State is going to miss Bree Lewis and Kindred Wiesman so much, and at the same time, the future for this program is so bright because they have great leadership. They have a great recruiting class that's coming in.
Right.
Fans need to get behind the K-State women's basketball program because it's great right now.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens next year because now the team, it belongs to Carilla Middlebrook, the Page sisters, the Wamego natives. Kaylee's a senior now. She's going to be a senior. This is going to be a big deal. You're going to see what to come with the Cats. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It'll be fun. We'll start off hour two with Cole Manbeck coming up here in about 20 minutes or so. When we come back to finish off hour one, Tom Brady's Super Bowl jersey has been found, and the circumstances even crazier than you would have thought. That's next on The Game.